proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program on our radio broadcast. In the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, we come to the 6th verse, which contained one of the most profound statements found in the Old Testament, relating to the subject of substitutionary atonement, that is to say, one person atoning for the sins of others. Isaiah's statement addressed two facets of sins, the prevailing human proclivity to commit sin, and how a holy God deals with sin. Again, we have a variety of personal pronouns scattered throughout verse 6. The pronouns we, are, and him. The first two being plural pronouns, first person. The latter one being third person singular. Suppose we consider the Jewish view that God's servant represented the Jewish nation. So let's designate Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 3, substituting the pronoun him in that sentence. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. So far no change, but consider the rest of the verse. And the Lord hath laid on him, which is the same as the Jewish nation, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Such a statement makes no sense. How could Isaiah, for example, say that we, the Jewish people, like sheep have gone astray? We, the Jewish people, turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him, the Jewish people, the iniquity of us all, the Jewish people. In this verse in Isaiah 53, the prophet noted the spiritual waywardness of the Jewish people. He compared them to sheep wandering from their shepherd. The Old Testament contains a variety of references alluding to the Jewish people as the sheep of God's pasture. For example, Psalm 100 expressly declared that. According to Matthew chapter 15, Jesus Christ compared the Jewish people to sheep. In Jeremiah chapter 50, God compared the Jews to lost and scattered sheep. Indeed, in Ezekiel chapter 34, God exclaimed, quote, "My flock scattered upon all the face of the earth," unquote. Jesus Christ described his Jewish compatriots in Mark chapter 6 as sheep not having a shepherd. How could such a circumstance have come about? In the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, God blamed the spiritual leaders of Israel, those who had dispersed the sheep. In the 2nd chapter of 2nd Peter, that author labeled individuals such as false teachers, people bringing in his words, damnable heresies. As a result, such false pastors or teachers led others off the path that God set forth to his people. However, the Jewish people frequently wandered away from God of their own accord. The author of the book of Judges repeatedly recounted how, quote, "every man did that which was right in his own eyes." God remarked upon this tendency of the Jewish people to go astray when, in Jeremiah chapter 2, he said that, quote, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water," unquote. Such sin merited divine punishment. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for that sin. Peter noted in 1 Peter that Jesus Christ, quote, "also suffered for us," unquote. In his first epistle, John wrote that Jesus Christ served as, quote, "the propitiation for our sins," unquote. The author of Hebrews added that, quote, "Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many," unquote. The Old Testament taught that those who had sinned could have their sins forgiven because of a substitute suffering. Jesus Christ was that substitute. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.